This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. A farm family in Kansas is taking a stand against Smirnoff Vodka for its smoke and mirrors marketing. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Let me take you to Hoxie, Kansas for a couple of moments here. Town along U.S. 24, the western part of the state. They're north of Interstate 70. Hoxie is east of Colby, west of Hill City. It's where the Nondorf family farms. They grow corn, milo, soybeans, and wheat there around Hoxie. They have an interesting other business. They operate a wine, beer, and liquor retail store in town. Allison and Nicole Nondorf have that liquor store called ANC Liquid Assets. They carry a cross-section of national brands and local labels, and they say they sell only what the customer wants. Allison Nondorf, in a recent interview, said, "We're sensitive to which product lines support agriculture, and especially farmers. And that's why you won't find on the shelves at ANC Liquid Assets Smirnoff." Smirnoff embarked on an advertising campaign a few weeks ago for its number 21 vodka brand, in which Hollywood experts Jenna Fischer and Ted Danson proudly proclaim that Smirnoff number 21 vodka is non-GMO now. And the vice president of Smirnoff says by using non-GMO corn for Smirnoff number 21 vodka, quote, "We're ensuring that anyone who avoids gluten and GMO ingredients in their everyday life still has the option to enjoy a delicious Smirnoff cocktail." Well, the farm family there operating the liquor store, the Nondorfs, say the promotion is deceptive. It's infuriating. Alcohol is classified as a class 1 carcinogen. But Smirnoff sees value in promoting that an alcoholic drink known to cause cancer in humans is now not made from absolutely harmless ingredients. Corn, genetically engineered to be herbicide resistant or insect resistant, which substantially curtails the use of insecticides. I'll be back after this.